Be advised, mature content ahead. This podcast is brought to you ad-free thanks to the Legion of Demons at patreon.com/notlp. If you like what you hear, there's much more at patreon.com/notlp. Join the Legion. That's patreon.com/notlp. And now the show.
How do you do?
Just a word of friendly warning. I think it will thrill you. It may shock you. It might even horrify you. So if any of you feel that you do not care to subject your nerves to such a strain, now is your chance to, we warned you.
Near and rear end.
Booty, 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 rocking every way. Oh.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, listeners and fellow podcasters.
Ooh, it's stinky.
Friday.
Sorry, I had wings for lunch. Hi.
Hi there.
Everybody, welcome to Night of Living Podcast. We're casting our pods for the end of 2019, our last show of the year.
Yeah.
Year end, rear end. If you're a regular, well, you know, at least for a year, you'll
regular.
Know.
Regular?
See what I did there?
Oh, Lord.
I'll claim it.
Please don't.
I'll claim it, even though it wasn't deliberate.
Mm-hmm. I will come over there and destroy you.
I'll say I dealt it.
Well, you did.
Because I smelt it.
Amy tried to take it from me.
Look what you did. Look
what you did. Amy set off the phasers accidentally.
It's New Year's.
Thank you, patrons, for their phasers.
Yeah. Normally that's a security measure, yeah. But Amy set it off accidentally trying to wrestle the fully human thread.
Yeah. It's fine.
Without further ado, introduce my cronies. Freddie is here with us.
Yeah! I'm here!
Monster!
Brit! Pissick!
Famous British rapper Amy is here.
Brit! Dum dum!
This will be exhibit one in our divorce trial.
I will back you up.
Thank you. You know what? I just got those nice new rubber gloves.
Yeah.
Sure be a shame to get them all bloody cleaning up your body.
Raps don't have rhymes in them.
Everybody. I will lie under oath.
Yeah.
Being a good accomplice and friend over there is Andy.
I will also throw you under the bus if needed.
Son of a bitch, I'll throw you first.
Pick you to top my select.
Tom. You got knocked the fuck out.
I'm gonna kill him.
And hanging out with Craig.
Oh, Craig.
On Friday is me, Kelly.
You ain't got shit to do.
Oh, how'd you get fired for stealing boxes?
How'd you get fired on your day off?
Are you building a clubhouse? Anyway, hi. Hope everyone had a good Christmas.
Is anybody
holiday,
listening still?
Hanukkah, whatever, Yule,
whatever
winter thing you do.
Uh-huh.
I hope it was good and not shitty.
Yeah.
If it was shitty, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If it was good, I take full responsibility.
Thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome.
I should thank you for my nice Christmas.
You're welcome. Anything for, you know, the people.
So who do we blame the shitty stuff on?
The shitty stuff is the universe.
Mm.
It's got nothing to do with me.
So you're in contention with the universe?
I mean, I don't want to say contention, but we're certainly...
You're equals.
We're equals.
It's a balance.
Yeah.
You know, don't write to the universe and ask it about this.
Okay. It's just, how do you write to the universe?
Where do I send that letter to?
Yeah.
You ever heard of a little thing called email?
Oh.
What's their address?
It's electric mail. Electronic mail. It's electric mail! Anyway.
Oh. Is it like
electric mail should be like a strip, like a mail strip review from the 70s.
It's all robots.
And but on skates.
It's a robot theme.
Yeah. Robot theme, thank you.
Flesh actors.
Yeah, like with like
metal costumes.
Tinfoil.
Yeah.
I see. I imagine gold shorts. It's probably a lot of neon in that building, right?
Probably.
Definitely.
Probably a lot of neon.
How was your holiday, podcast family?
It was good. We hosted.
Oh, I thought you were asking the listeners.
You're my podcast family.
There are cousins.
I thought you were like, oh, we'll give you the listeners a minute to answer.
Yeah, just everybody just shout out. We'll hear.
I have a shit ton of ham left over.
Ham, shit ton of ham.
You know it.
My sister-in-law made deviled eggs, and we still had some in the house. And
deviled eggs! It's farts.
I was going to eat some last night, and I was like, I wonder if these are still good.
They made her sick.
So I sniffed them, and they smelled okay.
Yeah, that's the problem.
But then I put them in my mouth, and that was a mistake.
Yeah, don't put stuff in your mouth just because you sniffed it.
It was like three days old. Yeah.
Yeah, I smell good right now, too. But
right, don't eat.
I'll get you sick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I don't disagree. So that was sad that I couldn't have more deviled eggs.
She almost died, yo! Welcome to Deviled Egg Heaven, Amy. This is a book of all your deviled egg deeds.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Like, what do you think doing that is going to add to this experience for the listener?
Sound effects.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I love it.
I swear to God, I ate you both. Mm-hmm. All my leaf.
I love sound effects.
When you're trying to speak?
Always.
Okay.
I think they enhance what I'm trying to say.
I think,
for example, it's like emojis.
I just...
Listeners, you couldn't see, but I mimed that one.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the view with that sound effects?
That'd be great.
Well, when Whoopi's a farting. I was watching the...
you can just drown out Meghan McCain with a vroom, vroom, vroom.
We just talked about The View this morning. It's like on everybody's mind.
Yeah. I was watching, or there was a list of like crazy fart moments on TV. And I'm like watching all the videos, and one of them, or I think a couple of them are Whoopi.
Did somebody fart on The View?
Whoopi!
Loudly?
Yes! Your face, Kelly.
Okay, did the other viewers react?
Yes.
Were they like, girl?
I think Claire Danes was on.
Oh.
And they all had to stop
and
like, laugh.
Did you do that in front of Claire Danes?
Not in front
did
of
Did you do
Claire.
That in front of Angela Chase? How dare you?
How dare ya? But anyway, lots of farts on live TV. But I mean, honestly.
Lots of them.
If you're on TV a lot, one or two are going to slip out.
Yeah, you should take care of that, though. And that should be a cut. Cheese. That's I call that a cheese cut. I just there you go. TM.
TM. So yeah, that's something I did with my time.
That's good. I got my pant legs pulled up.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
You a little warm?
I thought you meant for the holidays.
Well, I got my I went out and got my pants legs pulled up. That was my gift.
You're like, how'd you know?
I mean, Elise gave me a gift card for pants pulling.
I decided
to go with up.
You do it yourself at home, but getting it done professionally is like,
makes all the difference.
Treat yourself sometimes.
It makes all the difference.
So what did Elise have to sell of hers to get your pants legs pulled up?
Her hair. But I still have my watch, so... You might say
you win. What pisses me off about that story? She can grow her hair back. Watches don't grow back.
You can't grow a watch back. Ladies, selfish.
Jeez.
Can't grow a watch back.
So what's he going to do with the watch chain? Like, hey, can you tell me the time? I see you have a watch chain.
It was the first wallet chain.
And for our illiterate listeners, this is The Gift of the Magi by O. Henry. Do yourself a fave.
If you didn't know that, you are fucking illiterate is what Amy says.
To but you're still worth
You're still valuable something. As a person, sort of.
You're still valid. But if you want to learn how to read,
you
let me
stuff
know.
Envelopes or something for a living. We'll find you a job.
Remember how a few weeks ago I promised that my first book of the new year would be The Shining?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what just came in on hold from the library?
We the own Shining.
I wanted it for my Kindle.
Well, you don't need it anymore because I got you a Christmas present. Oh, woe is Amy.
See,
I'm very excited for you to read
Amy.
It.
Amy got nice presents.
I'm very worried.
For Christmas. You know what made that extra sad is that it stuttered in the middle.
What were you going to say, Kel?
I'm worried that you might find it a little slow at the beginning.
I can handle that in a book.
I thought you tried to read it already, didn't you?
Years and years.
You'll like it now.
Many moons ago.
It's really one of the top ones.
Yeah. I read a really great book called The Unwanted Guest or Unwanted Guest. It was set in a ski lodge type of thing. They're all snowed in. It's a murder mystery.
Oh,
it's really good.
I like isolation. I haven't read a book in a very long time.
God damn it. Did you ever finish The Outsider?
Not yet. I will try to before I catch on to the show, though. Yeah. I only have like 30 pages left to go.
I don't understand
you. I'm not doing that a lot.
I'm reading Lovecraft Country right now, which is going to be on HBO, too. And
how is it?
It's great so far. I love it. Yeah. It's not at all what you'd expect from like a Lovecraft story.
Well, no, I kind of picked that up from just some of the like set pictures that they released. And
yeah, I haven't seen any of those. I didn't even know it was going to be a series until I got the book. It was on sale for like $2.
Yeah.
Isn't it a Jordan Peele joint?
Yeah. $2.
Oh, really? Yeah. I got it for $2. And it's it's set like in pre-civil rights movement.
South
and across the country, actually. It's kind of an adventure story.
I'm very excited for it.
It's good.
I may try to say I'm going to read that before the show. Probably won't, but I'm going to say that I want to and that I'd like to. Yeah. And then I probably won't.
What you reading, Andy?
The back of cereal boxes.
Oh, damn.
Andy.
Shampoo bottles.
Have you completed any of the mazes? Or
Amy's shaking my chair.
I saw you pick your phone
up. I'm looking at my phone.
God damn it, Andy, what were you saying? Shampoo bottles, too?
Because I try not to bring my phone into the bathroom anymore, so.
Really? Well, then how do you do it?
Did something happen, or did you just accidentally call somebody on FaceTime again?
Maybe. No, it's just like, I'm trying to, like, kind of distance myself away. Like, not unplug, but not be so reliant on
the bathroom. The is where you're allowed.
And it's also making me not sit in the toilet as much. I'm afraid of hemorrhoids.
You should be. Okay. You should be.
Because you ever get lost in your phone and all of a sudden you're sitting on the toilet for like a half hour. And
sitting
like,
on the toilet.
Sitting on the toilet. Air flush.
Sitting on the toilet.
I was working on a crossword puzzle on the toilet today.
Oh.
Mm. But I understand, yes, you should have less screen time in your life. But I feel like that's the one place where it's okay. Because what else are you going to do? And just stare at the wall?
Or as the Crypt Keeper would say, scream time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I do find that I'm pooping faster without the phone.
Oh. And now it's a race. Andy, it's not a race.
I got to get back to the phone.
He logs his times.
Oh, I see.
He's got a little clipboard on the door.
Well, I'm a frequent pooper.
A frequent?
Frequent pooper. At least three to four times a day.
That's insane.
Yeah.
It's good.
I can't
Unless
do
it's
deal.
Diarrhea. Then it's bad.
It's pretty
solid. I don't
want
to talk about that part.
That's a bridge too far.
This show is scholarly about, you know, horror films and society.
We were talking about that.
Yeah, we cover a lot of things. Yeah. You're here to learn.
Mm.
Cool. Great.
Yeah, that's what I'm reading. Nothing.
You haven't read anything like the last month? It's okay if you have it. I'm not judging you.
No,
I'm judging him.
I haven't read anything in the last month.
Judging you too.
Well, can I just say, like, was it Triggered?
Mm-hmm.
The Donald Trump
you
Jr.
read
book?
That?
You know,
I'm still reading, Amy. Is that okay?
I guess.
I make myself read a comic book every night and a chapter of a real book. And if I do good, I get a personal pan pizza.
Okay, would you rather me read nothing or read something like Ayn Rand or Mein Kampf?
If it made you happy, I want you to read. If it doesn't make you happy, then don't read.
Oh man, the amount of like questions that you would come to the show with if you were reading Ayn Rand and the way your brain works when you see the movie Cars. Just all the moral.
Ayn Rand is nothing but anthropomorphic objects.
Mostly cars.
Yeah. But no, just the whole, I think anything, you know, we've started The Good Place, we're way late to it, but the character of Chidi reminds me a lot of Andy in that he has a moral dilemma.
Because he's ethnic too.
Constantly.
That everything is incidental.
I thought you were going to say reminded you of Ayn Rand.
Reminds me of Ayn Rand. No, but every choice he makes, he hits decision paralysis because he feels that the moral ramifications of every little decision he makes are... they're too hard to get over, so he can't make any decisions.
I can't even fathom that. I don't even make a question like that before doing something.
You don't even...
I'm
like,
an afterthoughter.
I do what I want.
Yeah. Shoot first.
Ask questions later.
Yeah.
Well, I make decisions. It's the aftermath. That's when I question myself.
Yeah. Man, to Kelly, aftermath just meant meet me in the hallway after algebra. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He'd be like, dude, aftermath.
Aftermath. Aftermath?
We in aftermath. I'm just making with my mouth now. You can't stop me. I got an agency.
So did you get like, is it from your phone that you're doing it from now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
I recorded all of them this morning.
We have to hide the phone now from now on. But then he can just like bloop blop his Apple Watch and find it. God
I can
it.
Bloop blop bleep with my mouth even.
Mm-hmm. He just did it.
He has agency.
What are you going to do?
I have agency.
It's going to happen now. Huh?
Huh?
Who's tough now? Who rules Bartertown?
Recently, I completed my Golden Girls rewatch.
Oh. All the way through?
All the way through.
That's impressive.
We've watched every episode.
Watch Krampus again.
Oh, I want to rewatch that.
It's a great movie.
See, I can't watch it again. It's too sad.
That's so good. Monsters are so great. I'm always so excited by the monster design in that.
Agreed.
So good.
We watched for the first time, thinking what you just said about like creature and monster design. We just watched The Santa Claus.
The Tim Allen movie.
I never
had seen it. Somehow I'd never seen it.
It is terrible.
Yeah.
It was a pretty bad movie.
It looked pretty bad.
The effects are atrocious.
Yeah.
Atrocious.
Well, he gets fat, right?
That
part
gone.
Is good.
That's what happens.
Some of the best fat else. Suit ever.
I just want everybody to know that the only acceptable Christmas movies are like Home Alone,
Do
National
you hear
Lampoons.
This?
That's it.
These are precious to a lot of people, though. You got to be careful.
The Santa Claus?
Somebody listening is like, the Santa Claus is my joint every year. It's not Christmas.
Well, you're
without Tim Allen.
Our niece and her husband are the ones who are like, let's watch this. We love this movie. I've seen it a million times.
It was mostly my sister, though.
Oh.
She's like, you've never seen the Santa Claus?
It was.
And I'm like, no. She goes, it's great.
No.
A lot of Christmas movies aren't. Prancer, a favorite of many people. Prancer is.
Fucking hate that movie.
It's a garbage movie.
Have you ever seen Santa Claus the movie with Dudley Moore?
Oh, yes.
That's one that's a bit of a nightmare.
I knew that
when I was a kid.
But if you, that's one where you can get real fucked up and
it's
have
trippy,
a good time with
for
it.
For sure. It's like Santa Claus.
You still talking about Prancer?
Martians.
No, now we're talking about Dudley Moore.
Dudley Moore, Santa Claus the movie. Wasn't Ed Asner play Santa Claus or some shit?
He's Santa Claus an elf. I don't know who's Santa Claus in that movie.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
Art Carney?
Maybe.
So, Amy, you think were the effects effective back then? Or
no, I think they were bad for back then.
Even back then they were bad?
Like,
even
what was it, then? Like mid-90s? Like, they should have been doing better. Mm. Like, come on, guys.
So it's funny you bring up bad special effects, because I've been going back and watching the Star Wars prequels just because I'm trying to... absorbed. I'm in the Star Wars mode right now.
Yeah.
I know Kelly doesn't believe they exist, but.
No, you know what? I want to put something out into the
All
universe.
Right.
So I don't like the prequels. I just don't.
Hot take. Nobody feels that way.
I don't think that they're good movies. However, I accept their spot in canon. Mm-hmm. I accept the idea of the story of the prequels. I just wish it had felt like, it just doesn't feel like Star Wars to me.
David Huddleston played Santa Claus.
Oh,
he was the Big Lebowski.
Oh.
In the Big Lebowski.
So I have softened a little bit on the idea that I'm not going to be a psycho Star Wars nerd about the prequels.
But just, I know what I'm looking at through my like 2020 eyes. No, 2019 eyes.
Oh, you have 2020 vision?
Yeah, I wish.
That's going to be all next year. Every eyeglass place selling you eyeglasses. You want 2020 vision?
Get 2020 vision in 2020. Pearl.
But this.
I love Pearl Vision.
The effects are real bad in that all the movies.
Yeah.
Were we blown away by them back then?
No. Wait, which movies?
The prequels?
Yeah. I mean, it's a bunch of green screen and cock-a-doody.
I think George Lucas was blown away by them. He was like, yeah, I can do what?
Yeah.
I can just do this all with computers?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
So back then, we even realized it was bad, right?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
I've made myself warm to them. I have brainwashed myself as much as I possibly can, and I will find something to enjoy. I've been saying that a lot lately. about those movies.
I just can't watch them, but I accept them.
You don't have to.
I accept them. They're fine.
Well, I was trying to give them another chance because it's been 20 years since I've seen them. And I think my first impressions really ring true.
Yeah. It just doesn't feel like Star Wars.
No, it doesn't, for sure.
I could have put up... That's the thing I've been... This is part of what's helped me soften on it, is that if it had felt like even though the acting is bad, the writing is bad, and it's boring, if it at least looked and felt like Star Wars, I probably would have been okay with it. But it just wasn't fun or anything like Star Wars, and it was just so much CGI garbage that it was hard for me to, like... It just didn't feel good. On the whole,
I agree.
Like preparation,
and I feel very similar to the Santa Claus. It didn't feel like a Christmas movie because of the bad effects.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
Yeah, well, I'm with you on that. I've never seen it, and I probably never will.
Okay, so the plot is he accidentally kills Santa, right?
Yeah,
basically,
and he becomes Santa
because
accidentally.
Yeah, Santa falls off his roof.
Okay,
Tim Allen comes out in these really tiny boxer shorts.
Yeah, so much legs.
Is it because he was working on the chimney, like, and he fucked up? He tried to get more power.
No. He did do that though. At one point, he did Tim the Tool Man
and
thing.
Like, he slowly becomes
See,
it's like a horror movie.
It's kind of like Thinner.
Yeah, it's like a body.
but
reverse
but
Thinner.
Yeah.
Fatter Santa. I pointed at Freddy, ladies.
So maybe if you look at it through that lens, like
Mrs. Claus was blowing Santa Claus, giving him roadhead, and ran over a gypsy. Ho, 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 ho. His belly shook like a bowl full of jelly and just.
And her mouth shook like a mouthful of semen.
So I don't want that on my list.
You know, kind of like it's full of some kind of
a whole mouthful of semen.
Santa Claus.
Yeah. That goes on the naughty list, that movie. I had a hankering for Scrooge, but we never got around to it. It's been years.
You can watch Scrooge whenever though.
That's true.
It's a great movie. I was gonna say I did at a party once. I saw
this one time, man. Oof,
man.
Does it involve a mouthful of semen?
No, it involves a sequel to The Santa Claus that had Martin Short in it, where he was like Jack Frost or something. And that was
fun. The villain.
Yeah, that was fun. I didn't see the whole movie, but I saw enough of it to know that that was better than The Santa Claus.
I've never seen either one of them, but I remember that happened.
Yeah, well, Martin Short makes everything a little better, in my opinion.
A little bit of Martin Short.
Except for him playing a skeezy, sleazy rapist on the morning show. I'm like, no, not Martin Short.
Really way against type.
But it's him and Steve Carell talking about their horrible, rapey things they've done. Yeah. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Like real stuff? Like their issue moments?
Yeah.
It's the characters.
No, they're perfect.
The characters they play.
Oh, I don't know what The Morning Show is.
The Morning Show is this Apple TV drama. It's like the Today Show. It's kind of it's like inspired by the Matt Lauer situation, obviously.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's got Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, Steve Carell.
Oh. Yeah. Martin Short.
You're always cluing me into new
Mark Duplass.
Oh, I love Mark Duplass. He's so duplicitous.
The dad from My So-Called Life.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy.
Yep.
Anyway.
Billy Crudup.
Yeah, Billy Crudup.
He's great.
As we end the year, we've had such big news events. Taylor Swift turned 30.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Don Imus died.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Can I tell you?
Rest in hell.
I would never have known who Don Imus was if I hadn't seen Private Parts in the 90s. I was like, who is this Imus they keep talking about?
Yeah.
I remember.
That was the last time I ever thought of Don Imus until... a day or so ago.
Yeah.
When they used to broadcast his radio show, I remember watching it every once in a while. And one time someone sent him like a vase as a gift and he broke it on air on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a shithead.
He's not a nice person.
Yeah. So don't judge me about cheering somebody's death.
I mean, maybe his family is sad.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know that.
But he had like a charitable heart, right? Didn't he have like a ranch where he taught men to be boys?
People are complicated.
There's some shit.
People are complicated.
Oh, don't, like when hopefully when Donald Trump dies soon, that I would dance in the streets naked.
I'm going to throw the best party.
It's going to be some kind of holiday. It might be an unofficial holiday, but people will celebrate it every year.
Yeah, probably. You're not wrong.
We will. We're going to have our party. I don't care who knows it.
It's my
I'm concerned he's going to outlive us.
Come on.
I'm a little worried about it too.
Yeah.
I think he might be a robot.
Mm-hmm. Droids aren't bad. They're just programmed that way.
As we close out 2019 on this lovely show, we lost Kelly for a while, but we got him back.
Yeah. Were you guys worried? Not you guys. I knew you knew I was coming back. Were you listeners worried that I was just like trying to like gracefully bow out? No, I'm happy. My foot's better.
Yeah.
I was getting real worried there for a minute that it was never going to heal. Mm-hmm. I was very depressed.
It sucked.
But I count this as a good year because it is all better. I'm living a life again.
You're ootin' a boot.
I'm out of the boot. Yeah, I'm here with you guys.
Dancing again.
Well, my balance is still fucked up, but I'm going to physical therapy soon for that. So hopefully I'll be able to stand up straight without looking drunk. In a few months,
so you can rejoin the touring company of Stomp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've missed performing with those people. Yeah.
They're like your family.
They were like, "We're gonna hold on to your garbage can lid for you until you come back." And I was like, "I don't know if I'm gonna be able to." And they were like, "We're gonna hold your garbage can lid and your fly swatter,
your coconuts.
Everything is music.
I presume
everything is music."
TM Saturday Night Live. Anyway, it's good to be back. I did come back. It wasn't a ruse.
No ruse.
Was there any part of you that was like, this could be my out? I don't have to do the podcast anymore.
No.
This is this show will always remain something I have to do.
Yeah. We could because of a loved it for doing it. Mm-hmm. We love doing it.
Mm-hmm.
God, I love doing it.
It nourishes my soul.
Like chicken soup. Mm-hmm.
What about you, Andy? Does it nourish your soul?
Nourish. It does. I look forward to it every Sunday.
Yeah.
What can say. Yeah. It just makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ditto.
Amy was looking for the /S after that.
Yeah.
Slashes?
/S. Sarcasm. Reddit.
Oh. /S.
Yeah.
Okay, well, cool.
Well, that's the alarm.
All right, bye, guys.
You can turn the page and you're in a TLP book now.
We should do a
we
little
book. We should do one of those.
Children's book. Okay, well, cool.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have anything else to commemorate 2019?
Storms are coming.
I'm sure there are many things, but like I've said many times before, my memory is shot.
It's terrible. Same here.
We're looking at the list of movies that we covered this year in the Russian Roulette movies we did. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I remember two, and they were the last two.
I'm like, what's this?
Well, yeah, one of mine, I didn't even think I did.
Yeah, we had to fight about it.
We had a little tussle at the beginning.
We had to pull up the audio.
Amy said that I had reviewed The Witch in the Window, which I thought was that other movie that Amy had reviewed, and I said, no, I didn't. I don't remember that at all, but I remember you reviewing it. And then lo and behold, she pulled up the audio, and I did.
It was your voice talking about it.
And then I realized it was a different movie that I was thinking of, and I did watch The Witch in the Window. And what I remembered was the witch in the window. And I was like, oh, right. I did watch
like in
that.
The title.
Mm-hmm. But it took me a minute, listeners.
I'm glad that you like didn't dig your heels in the ground. I'm like, that's not me.
Fake news.
Deep fake.
It's like, what's that Shaggy song? But I got you on camera. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
It was a deep state, deep fake.
It was.
Although, honestly, in 10 years, we're going to be in this pickle as a nation and as a world. And that's just me being crazy right now.
I love pickles, though.
Well, you go to Futurology, you're gonna find your worst fears confirmed.
Yeah, I don't want that either. No. I did just find a subreddit that put a word to what a fear I have, which is big, like, things submerged underwater.
Oh, the thesameliopia?
Whatever.
Or thalassophobia.
Mesothelioma?
Yeah, thalassophobia.
Fear of sound effects.
That too.
Yeah.
But it's like big hulking, like sunken ships or like big statues or just large things underwater freak me the fuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me in the bathtub.
You may not ever have to worry about that though.
What do you mean?
Well, you might not ever encounter a giant statue underwater.
True, but seeing pictures of them gives me like goosebumps.
So does it freak you, that scene with Jason Voorhees at the bottom of Crystal Lake freak you out?
I mean, it is something.
It's creepy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
But I didn't know there was a word for it, A, and that there were other people that I just never thought to ask other people if they had that same kind of phobia. And there are people.
Everything's got a phobia.
I want to say real fast, I said mesothelioma as mesotheliomia. I really just wanted to let listeners know I do know how to say that word. It just came out goofy. Please don't.
And he said, when he said vaginal mess, he meant vaginal mesh.
Mesh.
And this is the Kelly performs words from lawsuit ads of afternoon television.
Do you have blood in your sugar? Do you have sugar in your blood?
Have you been bitten by a dog or other household pet?
Do you or a loved one have a prolapsed orifice? You may be entitled.
I'm very entitled.
To a new orifice.
Have you been kicked in bofa?
Nope.
Bofa D's nuts.
Oh, when you were visiting Bangkok. You get it? Bang.
I've been whacked in the tallywhacker at the workplace.
Ooh,
harassment. Do you have severe nacho cheese burns?
Am I entitled to monies?
You're entitled to monies.
Or am I entitled to more tortilla chips?
You get to pick one.
Your choice.
Just know it's a class action. You get the same amount of chips if you choose the chips, but your compensation and cash may vary.
Is it a one-time payout or through many years?
Depends on your burns.
Okay. I get a bag of chips for a year?
Yeah.
For once, next 30 years?
Once a week.
Until you're out of cheese or scar tissue.
I don't think I can eat that many chips. I think I'll get tired of them.
Who wants Taco Bell for dinner?
Me.
Always.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
Yeah, good job.
Let's do the thing.
Yeah, you ready for your rear end, listeners?
My rear end is so
we harmonized by accident for just a second there.
Your rear end is what?
Ready.
Oh, yeah.
It's pulsating.
Amy's rear end looks like a gremlin pod about to give birth.
Maybe. How we fed it after midnight? Damn it!
Don't feed my butt after midnight.
So your butt eating chicken like that little gizmo with all the skin stretching off of it.
And then we got her butthole wet, and we're like, damn it, more buttholes.
Yum yum.
More buttholes.
Too many.
Do we have like? Do we want to sing a song? Do we want to simply? Having a wonderful year.
Oh, that's Kelly's favorite. Kelly, can you tell us how much you hate that song again?
It's fucking terrible.
Simply having
under the river. Why?
I don't know.
Why'd you do that, Paul? You weren't even trying. We just had this conversation. He wasn't even fucking trying. It he went bad. In there. He was like, "What does the Casio you've got?" Just hand that to me here. Blink, 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 blink. Blink, 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 blink. What are we doing? We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time. That's a wrap, everybody.
Do you ever think about how that song made him more money than any of us will see in our lives? Bleep, 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 bleep. Sad.
Yeah, now I did.
You know, I think people shit on Last Christmas, the Wham song.
I like Last Christmas.
I love that song.
Do people not like it?
That song was stuck in my head for like four days.
It's like a thing on the internet where you have to avoid the song as long as you can.
Yeah.
I like Last Christmas. I think
that's more of a rebellion against hearing Christmas music too early in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do that until after Thanksgiving. But, you know, do you? Unless I'm at Dollywood, and then you know that's a special bubble.
You know what fatigue I have? Christmas music fatigue. I'm so tired of everybody bitching about it. Shut up.
Chronic fatigue.
Still love it.
Calm down.
Epstein Barr.
Don't say that. You set the Epstein Barr
high. Oh, Epstein Barr didn't kill himself.
That's what they want you to think, that he used an Epstein Barr to hang himself.
So, oh gosh, that happened in 2019. Jesus, there's too many things.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so for our year end, rear end, what we like to do is kind of look back in the shows that were for the year.
We turn
like
around.
To open the butt of 2019 and look inside.
We need to turn around.
What's it gonna be the butt? What about the like mouth?
It's the year end, rear end, look not down. The year end, oh, mouth end.
Let's right. be thematically okay. consistent, please.
Let's spread those cheeks.
This is a professional there environment. You go.
We're going to start with our straight to video Russian roulette segment.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, this is the number of movies each person had to do. I had to review 10.
Oof.
Andy reviewed 8. Freddie tied with me at 10. Kelly had 6.
Which is a lot for me.
We were just discussing that's a high percentage based on the number of shows you were
statistically
here.
You got shot more than anybody.
And what's funny is usually I have the least.
And little old Mikey B, who manages to just get 2. That little bitch.
Well,
That little bitch.
That little
bitch. He's in Arizona right now, so that's why he's not here.
He's so little.
He's so little.
Like, look at that bitch. He's so little.
It's dry heat.
Come on. What?
Amy and I just made the same face. I did the mouth thing too.
We just looked at Freddie as if I'm gonna bust a cap. And
do you know though?
No.
The thing is, I've noticed when I make a fake fart sound, Andy farts less for real.
No, that's not true.
It seems like it.
All right, get your
clipboard. They're just quieter.
It doesn't smell.
All right, so we've all looked at our list of movies, racked our brains to remember what the fuck they were.
We considered. We took a long time considering.
Yeah. And we selected our most favorite and our least favorite. Mm-hmm. Since I'm staring at the computer right now, I shall go first.
Shall you?
My best and most favoritest was In the Tall Grass.
That was a good one.
Which is a lot of fun.
I haven't watched that yet.
You should.
It's divisive, though. I heard a lot of people complaining about it.
It was,
and I enjoyed it.
It was a little long, I will say that. Mm-hmm. But overall, it was really good.
Yeah. Overall, I think it's highly worth your time.
Feels good.
It's got Patrick Wilson.
Yeah, I love him.
Mm-hmm.
With a mustache.
Yeah. And then my least favorite is a movie. Like, I went through my list, and once I looked at IMDb, I was like, oh, yeah, that movie. But this movie, I looked on IMDb and I still don't remember it. It's called Halloween at Anne Ethel's.
Oh, the one that I thought was Witch in the Window.
Was Witch in the Window.
I remember seeing bits of this when you were watching it and it was bad.
Yeah, well.
It hurt.
I thought you thought it was cute though.
I could have, but my only criteria at this moment in time was, look at this list. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you say?
It's the nice and naughty list.
Like, once I went to IMDb, I could remember something about the movie.
Well, you are the girl that has everything.
Mm-hmm.
So even after looking at the description, it still doesn't
ring a bell? I have no idea.
See, that's probably the worst insult you can have for a movie.
That's why I chose. Andy.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Do I remember?
There they are right
Let's see. My best was The Perfection. That was a Netflix original starring people.
Allison Williams,
and she was really good in it.
Netflix.
Yeah, I liked it a lot because it was just sleazy and gross, and it swung for the fences and hit a triple.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was really good. I really do recommend that one. And my least was... that's not one I chose.
Assimilate?
Did you hit the wrong button?
I might have hit the wrong button, but it was called Dead Shack?
Dead Shack.
It's Dead about, Shack, baby.
They found Shaquille O'Neal's body, and he's dead.
Aww.
It's Dead Shack.
Caramel.
It was, teens.
Teens! Gather to the mall! Cause problems!
I just remember there were really, really annoying teens.
Yeah.
I hate that.
You guys are all annoyed by teens a lot.
Yeah.
No, I like teens. Like, nice teens.
Don't get me wrong. I'm annoyed by teens, too.
Yeah.
Andy likes nice teens.
I feel like
hot teens.
Hot teen action.
I just like nice people, regardless of their age.
We just had another fucking crazy teenage brawl at the mall.
This is what I was saying.
Yeah.
I knew you'd be bothered by this, and I thought it was hilarious.
No, I
didn't hear about this.
Yeah, there were like a million.
Like 200 teenagers descended upon the mall because somebody posted on the internet, we're all going to go there. And this one 16-year-old girl that the news interviewed was like, what? We just thought it would be fun to hang out with our friends and go shopping. Bitch, no you didn't. You knew exactly what the fuck was going on.
I don't know. I think they did just do it just to see how many people would fucking show up.
Yeah, I think it was kind of like those Area 51 things. They can't arrest us all.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Did they arrest them all?
No.
No.
They arrested 51 of them.
Like, be an asshole.
We should get our police force those cannons that shoot big nets like in Planet of the Apes. And then when the kids are being shitheads who act like they just want to go shopping and chew bubblegum, they can shoot the net.
It's one thing if 200 children descend upon, like, teens.
No, I definitely agree with you, but I think that was what it started off as.
There's a way to be.
It just descended.
Then just be normal and go shopping and have fun.
I was a huge asshole at the mall.
Well,
yeah.
There's no way that's what was happening.
When we were that age, you weren't allowed to wear the same colored clothes in a group larger than three.
Was that the rule?
Yeah,
I never heard that.
Because of gangs.
I get that.
Yeah,
now, but,
and they're like, you know... So you'd have like three kids in black heavy metal t-shirts, and that's now a gang.
Yeah, I got asked to leave the mall more than once.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Just being loud and stupid and probably doing what these kids were doing just with less than 50 people.
We got told that, remember, the mall is a family place, not a place for making families.
Yeah, we got told that too.
Yeah, I think that was their favorite thing, the security guards would say if they caught you making out.
Same exact dude. Yeah.
Y'all
yeah.
fucking at the mall?
Just kissing.
Just kissing.
No. But it's just like, I just would've. Be normal.
Can we make a movie called Teenage Brawl at the mall?
Sure.
I like the way it sounds.
Teenage Brawl at the mall.
I love the battle royale aspect. But and a mall would be a great
this
setting.
This isn't the first time
like
it
that.
Happens. Yeah. And I'm not saying
shopping mall.
The police or the security guards handled it in the right way. I just don't know. But what I am telling you is if somebody posts on social media, hey, let's all go to the mall, you're not doing that for a good, wholesome, nice reason. And other people have to exist in this fucking world with you.
Were they going
to
perform as a choir, though?
Mm. No.
Do you know for sure?
But teenagers don't care about that. Their brains don't
What if it was a JCPenney fashion show they were putting together? Like a flash mob version of that?
The JCPenney isn't there anymore.
Well,
I didn't care about people till I was like 26 years old.
That's late.
Well,
that's,
I mean,
that's
I
generous. Just, I've known you. That's
true. I definitely was fudging that a little bit.
All right.
Okay, in your mind, when did he start caring about people?
He doesn't have a number.
Yeah, somewhere in the 30s.
Kelly has always cared about people, but he also does what he wants.
That's right.
So,
your turn. What
did they say in the setup to this brawl? That was it supposed to be a fight?
I think it was just
from
kids.
The get-go.
There was a shit ton of kids there, and in that shit ton of kids, little scuffles were breaking out, and they were freaking out the old white people.
Yeah,
and the cops were like, ah! And
hey,
the
well,
article,
there was a curfew too.
Yeah,
and
not
they
to defend old white people, but I would have freaked out if I saw a bunch of teenagers.
200.
Well, I did see it. We actually drove by while the cops were herding them out. Well, we were driving right past, and the article that we read about, though, the cop, they don't understand social media. He was like, it was like a call to, like, it was just a teenager putting an event on a fucking Facebook. He's like, they were organized. Were they? Okay.
I just hate this, that like girl that got arrested and that they interviewed, and she was like, I just thought we were just gonna go shopping and have fun with my friends. Bitch, no, you weren't.
The teenagers are here, so.
What did you think her intention was?
They have a flag.
She knew damn well they were going to fuck shit up and be assholes. Mm-hmm. There's no way you didn't know that.
Well, I think that is how they go have fun and shop.
I guess. Freddie.
Amy.
Do you remember your choices?
Do you remember?
I want to talk about teen fights.
No.
Can this show now be about teen fights?
Teen fights.
From now on?
And also, parents, what are you doing?
Straight to video Russian roulette. Amy and I, as we said earlier, time for the... So my least favorite, and I could have chosen a movie I enjoyed less off of this list, but I had to talk about this one. So it's on my least favorite.
I understand.
Crocodilus. In that.
Was that about a crocodile?
It's about a crocodile man.
Were-crocodile.
Nope.
It's one of those movies, it does go into the so bad it's good. It had Pablo Escobar's brother in it.
Oh.
It had.
Florida
was a character.
Was the fifth beetle. And and then this scientist tried to cure his son's cancer by injecting him with crocodile cells.
So he's the lizard.
And he turned him into the lizard, essentially.
He's basically the lizard.
And they try to bring in like Native American mythology into it, but it was a mess.
This is like the Sony Venom movie. They're going to do the lizard without Spider-Man.
It's really fun, but it's so bad.
Yeah, it sounds bad.
But it's one of those cases of a sincere attempt at making a sci-fi horror action movie. It's not tongue-in-cheek. It's not meant to be funny.
Yeah.
But it is such a, it's you know, everybody compares those movies to The Room now.
Yeah.
It's really the gold standard.
This is more Birdemic.
Yeah. I mean, in that it's sci-fi, but.
In that they were young.
But there are moments, there are so many misguided moments, and people are just swinging for the fences in this movie in every moment.
Yeah. And not hitting triples, Andy.
No.
They're just whiffing.
Just whiffing. And my favorite, my legit favorite was Dead Detectives, which was kind of the love letter to Ghostbusters.
Oh, that's right. We just talked about that. In fact, your review made me want to watch that movie.
Yeah, it's fun. It's really fun.
Bad title, but it sounds like a good movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's a derivative movie, but it's done really well. And cast is great. The story's fun. So, yeah, for a straight-to-video, at least in this country, it's pretty pretty cool movie.
Yeah.
Here you go, Kelly.
You can actually pass it. I remember my two.
You remember yours. Look at Kelly with a memory that works now that we had to convince him he saw one of them.
So I actually do want to give The Witch in the Window an honorable mention because once I remembered it, I remembered I actually really did like it. It had a really good spooky atmosphere.
I need to check the tapes. Turns out he hated it, guys.
Well, I feel like I gave it a good review. But the two, so my best this year was one that I just recently watched. That was The Toolbox. Badly acted mostly, and kind of goofy, but despite what I like about it is despite that, it had a really great atmosphere. It was really spooky. A lot of really good effective scares, and the story was engaging. Despite the really, really bad acting, mostly due to Denise Richards.
And Misha Farton.
And Misha Farton
yeah.
tried their damnedest to bring that movie down. But despite their best efforts, the writing and directing held itself up. So good job, Toy Box.
Nicely done.
Less drone shots next time, but other than that...
Are you done giggling at your own stupidity?
I'm giggling at Kelly.
He's giggling at my stupidity.
Did we make the Misha Farton joke the first time?
Of course.
Every time.
It just works better when you can punctuate.
I just feel like it's law, right?
Yeah. Misha Farton. You know.
NOTLP law.
My least favorite. Now, something Andy said, I'm kind of flipping the script on this because you said that it's worse to not remember a movie. And I do, that does make a movie worse, but I went in the opposite direction because I actually don't remember like two or three of my movies. I knew I didn't like them, but I chose one that I did remember not liking. And that was the one I just watched, Island Zero.
Yeah.
That was just true garbage.
You hated it.
I really disliked it. Like the others, I think were just boring. I didn't like the one where the lady goes in her professor's house is possessed. That was so boring. That could have been my hated one, but
well, you don't know the name of it.
It was either
that Gehenna?
Mercy Black.
Mercy Black.
That was also garbage, but I don't remember it enough to really hate it. Whereas Island Zero was just a fail. Like
it's a fresher hate.
It is a fresher hate. And again, it's sort of the opposite of The Toy Box, where I thought it set up a really good atmosphere and I expected it to be like this really tense isolationist sort of mist kind of movie. And then it just turned into just shit, like just shitty. Just like
I hate when things just turn to shit.
Like it looks like chili on the ground and you're like, did someone spill chili or did someone have diarrhea and just leave it there on the ground? And it's the second one.
It's the second one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So those are my Russian roulette choices, both good and bad.
Okay.
This is a butt theme.
Yep. Rear end.
Everything fits.
Rear end.
You can resist it all you want.
I didn't reach out.
Eventually it will slide in. With enough lube.
I did not reach out to Mikey B, but he watched two movies, The Axiom and Party Hard, Die Young. And I feel like he always kind of enjoys the movies he watches. So
he's kind.
Yeah.
No, but it's not.
It was only two.
When you force yourself to like something, it's not very, I don't think it's genuine.
He likes to be positive. But I think he finds good in something.
He's what I used to be.
But I think he liked Party Hard, Die Young quite a bit. So I'm just going to say that was his favorite.
I try to find a good in everything, but sometimes crap is crap.
Crap is crap, y'all.
And it's true. Okay to say crap is crap.
Crap is crap. All right.
That was called airport fart.
I just wanted to stop the show for a second.
Yeah.
My lovely wife just texted me a picture of keto double chocolate muffins that she made for when I get home.
Shit, oh, I thought that was the name of a user on that subreddit that you were talking
about.
Double
chocolate muffins. I am on a couple of subreddits where someone's username could definitely be that.
Yeah, keto double chocolate.
How do you make keto double chocolate muffins?
Well, I don't know yet, but I'll have to ask her. Almond flour, probably. Yeah. Cocoa.
Cocoa?
Cream.
Cacao?
Swerve cacao.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I love chocolate.
The other thing we do is we look at our list of main attractions.
Mm-hmm. I love chocolate too.
Thanks, Kelly. It's nice to know somebody cares.
And we take a look at them and we each pick our top five that we didn't enjoy as much.
We put them around the house though and we try to sneak up on them.
Yeah.
And we're like, which one is that?
And so we have our top five of not so greats in our top five of we loved that.
Oh, we I didn't pick any not so greats.
Well,
I thought we weren't doing.
I didn't. I thought we were going to focus on the good.
I didn't pick my bad ones.
Okay, sorry.
The reasoning here is this. No.
Never mind. Sorry.
I just feel like when we wallow in the ones we've been making a conscious effort.
Let's be more positive
to find better movies to watch. So to discuss the ones we like the least is kind of pointless.
I remember
because they're all kind of quality.
No, you're not wrong, but you are wrong about a few.
Oh, I'm sure you can say if there's ones if you want to talk about. I mean, it's a free country.
It is. Thank you.
You know, we should all be able to sit here and do exactly what we want.
Right.
You know.
Oh God. Remember Tim
Burton's.
Remember Tim Burton's Hansel and Gretel? You're gonna tell me you don't want to talk about what a piece of shit that was?
Wait, was that a thing?
Yeah. We watched that.
Did you miss that episode?
He missed that episode.
Listener chose it. Maybe
I thought it was
a
lot
of fun. Feature movie?
No, it was a short.
Oh, okay.
It's crazy.
It was a Halloween special.
Is it old?
Mm-hmm.
Like from before he was somebody?
It feels like a sketch from RuPaul's Drag Race a little bit.
I think it was the '80s, early '80s, maybe.
Oh, I actually would be sort of interested to see that.
Yeah, wait till you see it. Okay.
You're the only person that would appreciate it, Kelly.
Yeah.
That's probably true. All right, so let's talk about the things that really plumped our nuggets this year.
Nugget plumping.
It's funny, one of these farts is called Plump Nugget.
We're going to start with Kelly's top five.
Yeah, boy.
These are in no particular order. I'm just going to leave this in front of me because it's easier.
One of these farts is called No Particular Odor.
Okay. We've got, of course, your podcaster's choice selection, Harry and the Hendersons.
Yeah, of course. It's a good movie.
There's a movie, by the way, that is new that came up recommended to me called Bigfoot and the So-and-Sos. Hold on. I think it was on Showtime.
And the So-and-Sos?
Yeah.
Every time I see him reach for that phone, I'm like.
I know.
Yeah, he gets tense.
He's not.
I'm looking up Bigfoot and the So-and-Sos.
Kelly's another pick Kelly had. Kill Bill Volume 1. That was Andy's podcaster's choice.
Yeah, and honestly, I can't remember if I was on the show that this happened
But you
think
like
you
it.
Were, might have.
It's called Bigfoot and the Burtons.
Oh.
And Bigfoot looks like a goddamn Day of the Dead zombie.
Oh.
From George Romero.
Is this blue and veiny?
I mean, no, just look at his face. He's horrible.
Oh, he looks like Bub.
He looks like Bub.
That, he really does look like Bub.
That shouldn't be.
Yeah, and this movie... That.
This is a horror movie or a Harry Henderson's type?
I
mean,
I guess it's a Harry and the Henderson's type. It says when an ignored little boy bonds with a Bigfoot and discovers the human-like ape is in danger, he has to find the courage to stand up to those bigger than him to save the legendary creature and set him free. It looks like a nightmare.
I fucking love Kill Bill. You know, as everyone who listens regularly would know, I'm a big Tarantino fan, and Kill Bill is probably... I put them together as one movie, but it's probably my top. It's probably my top track.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Kelly.
And so, good choice, Andy. I was extremely excited that was your choice. I always enjoy that movie.
Then Kelly gave me a vote for my podcaster's choice.
High Spirits.
That was fun.
Really fun movie.
O'Toole.
I remember when it came out. Had never seen it.
Yeah,
And it was just it surprised me on at many turns. What did the Goots never surprised me?
No,
because he's always the Goots, and
he brings the Goots.
He does. He brings the Goots, and I'm just always flummoxed at how he was ever a leading man.
Yeah,
and it's just a curiosity of the time. But fucking Peter O'Toole, who is one of my favorite actors, really knocked it out of the park, as did everyone else.
Yeah,
it was really fun. It was a really good story.
Neil Jordan, right? Wasn't it director, Neil Jordan?
Was it Neil Jordan?
I think so, yeah. The one who did The Crying Game.
Yeah.
It was actually Jordan Neil.
Oh, I got that mixed up. That happened from time to time.
David. I forgot to mention David that, Freddie, you also voted for Kill Bill.
I did. One of your top five. Well, you can't go wrong with Kill Bill. I know people were shitting on it when it first came out. They're like, this is derivative of 1,000 other great Japanese films. And I'm like, you know what, though?
Well, that's whole Tarantino's so everything he does.
Right, yeah. Like, okay, then you just don't like Tarantino movies, and that's fine. No, they're not for everyone.
Well, I'm just, to me, that's not a valid criticism.
I don't either,
because everything is derivative of something else.
And he doesn't deny it.
No.
It's not like he's trying to pull one over on you.
I mean, Westerns and Kung Fu movies and samurai movies rip. It was always
chicken
a
and egg,
forth.
Man.
Yeah.
But I never thought that was a valid criticism either. So it's a great movie.
So take that, criticizers.
I
think that's more somebody wanting to show off that they know the source material. Agreed. It's like the book was better crowd.
Agreed.
And finally, Kelly's pick is also shared by Andy. The Devil's Reign.
Did I not pick The Burbs?
No.
I meant to instead of High Spirits. I do love High Spirits. It's a valid choice. But The Burbs is actually what I was intending
to put. Burbs did it better.
I liked it better when it was called The Burbs.
Nobody likes me.
I like you.
Well, no, I did like High Spirits a lot.
Whatever. He forgot about The Burbs.
So The Devil's Reign.
Can I make that an honorable mention? Yeah. Not The Devil's Reign. I like The Devil's Reign more than I like High Spirits. But goddamn, that was a good movie.
The Burbs? No. Or Devil's Reign?
Devil's Reign.
Where are we? What's happening?
We're going to do Devil's Reign, and then we're going to do The Burbs.
Okay.
Devil's
Reign was fantastic.
I was so surprised at how much I really genuinely enjoyed the shit out of that movie.
John Tra.
It was fun.
And Ernest Borgnine was the most adorable little Satanist.
He was, but also creepy.
Remember? Yeah. No, he had those horns and he still had his cute little face.
Yeah, no, I wrote a song of it, sort of semi-based on this movie.
And the ending really got to me.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, she just in that vase, isn't she?
Everybody Melted is fucking great. Really good, solid occult 70s movie. Highly recommended. I think you can find it for free on YouTube, maybe.
Yeah, and I feel like it was also on Prime or something, maybe.
It might have been. At some
point. Impulse, when we were looking for Impulse for the Mass Hysteria theme, we found another Shatner horror movie from this era called Impulse.
Oh, yeah?
It's my cue.
Oh, we'll have to let me know how that is.
Yeah, we can get together and watch it.
We should. I fucking love Shatner.
We don't spend enough time together.
We don't. Anymore. I agree. Mm. I love his 70s oeuvre. We can do that. Mm-hmm. We can do Devil's Reign and Kingdom of the Spiders.
Big fan.
Shatty Shats.
I love Shat.
We do a Shatner month.
Billy Shats. We should. And then The Burbs. It's just one of my I don't know that I was on the show that you guys talked about it.
I think we covered it years ago.
We definitely
we've done
did.
It twice.
Yeah, this was like a listener's pick.
Yeah. And
I think it was Amanda, right?
Yeah, I think it was. And it is one of my very favorite movies of all time. I watch it at least once a year. So it gets better every time.
And Tom Hanks is just so good in it.
Yeah, it's my favorite Tom Hanks meltdown when he squeezes the cans in his hands.
Yeah, that's
maybe I was on this show. I don't know, but I really like Burbs.
Emoji.
Let's check the tapes again.
All right, we're gonna move on to Freddy.
Move on.
Mm-hmm.
Your top five. We got Magnolia, which was Mikey B's choice for Podcaster's Choice Month.
I love this movie. This movie was one I saw in the theater and it really just rocked my socks.
Oh yeah. That was close to one I definitely thought about choosing.
Yeah.
Really great movie.
Just really, really solid all around.
It's when you come back and think about, I was thinking about Magnolia not too long ago, actually.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. I think it's maybe Tom Cruise's best because it's kind of him.
It's very raw.
You know, like the whole idea of him being part of this.
Ew, Tom Cruise raw.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about that.
Yeah. Just
taking the hair plugs out. Yeah. Lifts out of the shoes.
Yeah.
It's a real deal.
Scrapes off all the makeup.
It kind of makes me think like that's how I think that his core, like the being part of that whole Scientology thing, he's like a very tortured and screwed up.
Yeah.
At his core. And this performance is just very raw.
Yeah. It was really, really good. Yeah. Really personal, especially when the switchover happens. Yeah. Like,
and not to mention, not just him, but everyone in this whole film. Like, William H. Macy's so good in it. But yeah, that's definitely. I'm so glad we revisited that because I saw that when I was already in the mode of not revisiting movies because I was getting older and I'm like, I'm going to die. Maybe I should watch stuff I've never seen.
I'm gonna die.
But that one was worth circling back to for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You also chose The Burbs, but we just talked about that.
Yeah, let's talk about The Burbs more. We keep talking about The Burbs. I love The Burbs.
Oh, how did I miss this?
Do you have a favorite moment from The Burbs?
Ooh, I love when they first go to visit and he is trying to feed them sardines, the Klopek kid.
That's close to my favorite. My favorite moment is Bruce Dern. Hans, that's a fine Christian name. Hans Christian Andersen.
And when he pulls the wallpaper and he starts peeling the wallpaper off, like those little moments are like my favorite things from that.
Yeah.
It's a funny ass movie.
It's perfect.
I had missed this, but Freddie and Kelly both selected Invaders from Mars.
Oh, yeah. Fist bump.
Hell yeah. This was the 80s remake that Toby Hooper did.
Oh, was it?
I believe.
I thought we watched
the
old
one. Or did we do the original one for the show?
What's
the
original? We had definitely talked about doing the Tobe Hooper version, and then we ended up doing the original.
Oh, okay. Well, I love it anyway. I like both versions are fantastic. I'm actually a bigger fan of the Tobe Hooper remake
than I am, too, because it's real scary.
It is really scary, and I saw it when it came out, and as a kid, it was just the perfect tone for that age.
We watched both of them. I'm 99% sure we watched both.
That's a good question.
I'm the 1%.
You know, I can
take that, Bernie Sanders.
I can try to find out.
Because I remember watching, because there's the teacher.
The listeners are screaming at their phones right now. Please move on.
People who know.
Yeah, what's the next on his list? Since we're talking about the 80s version.
Freddy's final, he shares with me, The Ring.
Yeah.
7 days.
We did the 53 Invaders from Mars, the original.
Oh, I must have watched the other one recently.
Yeah, we should do one on that.
7 days.
Yeah,
the Ring. Days. Yeah, classic for a reason.
Fucking iconic.
A Ringsen.
A Ringsen.
Oh, Lord.
Get Out.
Oh, I like Get Out too, but I haven't seen it.
Think about the Grudge remake coming out soon, and I'm super stoked.
I don't know if it could be recaptured.
John Cho.
Sorry, go ahead.
It's fucking hot.
Yeah. It is.
Oh, yeah.
The Ring holds up. Even,
oh, my gosh. Yes.
Especially when there are so many imitators coming after it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when there's so many imitators, it kind of it's not fair to the movie, but kind of waters down the original. But this one really holds up to even all the movies that came after it.
Really introduced, like, it was the thing that brought J-horror to America, was The Ring, and why we started seeing all these remakes.
We're coming to America.
But also, like, a big contribution from The Ring, I think, was this score they had. Mm-hmm. Was so weird, and like now everybody does it.
Yeah,
but I do feel like that was one of the first times I'd heard a score that was not musical, but it was a lot of weird noise. It made it so much scarier.
Mm-hmm.
And all the clanking, the wet kind of like cavernous sounds, the sounds of being in the well, I guess, is what a lot of that was. But that movie is fantastic.
I really like the maturity of the storytelling and the directing too. It's a good grown up. I mean, even though it involves teenagers here and there, it's a very grown up movie.
Yeah, but they're seen through the eyes of an adult.
Yeah,
you know. But also Gore Verbinski, there's that movie he made that I've been meaning to watch forever. A Cure for Wellness.
Oh yeah, that came out a couple years ago.
Yeah, it kind of like looked like a Lovecrafty kind of thing.
Yeah, and then
it just
David Cronenberg.
It kind of just faded out.
Yeah.
Like I don't know anyone who's even seen it. So I feel like The Ring reminds me that I need to go out and watch that damn movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're gonna die soon.
Because I'll be dead. You know who knows when? Probably soon.
Kelly, I didn't notice this. You picked six. Did you mean to select Snow White, A Tale of Terror?
No, that was going to be one of my least favorites.
No likies? Yeah. Okay, I'll delete that.
Kelly's just greedy.
I like all of the movies. Aww. They're all my pick.
Oh, so nice.
They're all your babies. I'm going to go next. One of my choices was Dr. Terror's House of Horrors.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
What a goofy-ass, silly, fun, dumb, delightful little movie.
It was, agreed.
And
really enjoyed it.
I like to consider myself a silly person.
That means we still need to get you to watch the other Amicus anthology movies.
Okay.
Tales from the Crypt is super solid.
Sure.
It's a solid movie.
I'm going to be dead soon. So
we can do it tonight if you want.
Yeah, we're going to be dead soon.
It's even less silly. It's like,
would it be funny if we died tonight? I'm going to knock on wood.
Hilarious. Oh my God.
You speak for yourself.
He's got muffins to go home.
Hilarious.
I just got to make it through February 8th and then I can die.
Then you can die. I also selected Andy's pick for Halloween Specials Month, Murder, She Wrote, Fireburn, Cauldron, Bubble.
I'm not sure I saw all the choices.
You didn't scroll down. Do
scroll? I don't think you were out the whole month of October.
That's true. Understand how to scroll?
Well, I just thought everything was above the
fold.
The fold, yeah.
Wow.
I just love the cast in this.
Oh yeah,
so
that's why.
So many people.
And Jessica Fletcher is always a good time.
That was really fun. Did you watch that, Kelly?
No.
Yeah.
He just said that.
Well, I know he wasn't with us, but I didn't know if he just watched it on his own.
No, man.
It's Cuckoo Bananas. The cast in that. It's all kinds of crazy.
I believe
you would
it.
Not expect. Yeah.
I also selected the Rocky Horror Picture Show because it's something that I always enjoy.
Now that, wasn't here for that, but love.
Jacob was on that show.
Mm-hmm.
It's really my favorite musical.
It's such, and I don't like musicals at all, but I like this music very much.
It's a great movie.
You only like the,
I, you know, I do what I want.
Certain kind, you like Hedwig, which is kind of similar to rock horror in some.
You like rock operas,
rock
right?
musicals, yeah, like
but only opera. That involve transitioning in some respect.
Don't you dare sing talk your fucking lines. I'll die.
I won't.
Don't you dare.
I won't.
Can't wait to see Cats with you, Andy.
Yay! I don't have to go alone because I don't want to be that weirdo in the theater.
That
by
was
myself.
A joke. I'd never.
It's going to be you guys and a bunch of teenagers who are into like animal hentai stuff, like furries.
Ever going to see Cats? Never ever. If you see me in the theater for Cats, something went wrong.
You're a replicant.
Podcaster's choice. You have to watch it.
It won't be out on DVD by then.
Andy will be out on DVD by then. He's going to film it.
I would drag you ass to the theater. Oh shit, one of those net cannons like Freddy said at
you. You made me see La La Land and I still want to hit you.
I did.
Andy's going to trick you into getting into a cat carrier and he's going to take you to the
you,
movie.
You, Freddy, and Mike.
I didn't like it
a
either.
Cat carrier
so.
To see Cats?
Yeah.
That'd be the way to do it.
Just
to
don't
go,
make them
all
bigger.
Your friends go in big
yes,
cat carriers.
La La Land did suck.
Did you say they don't make cat carriers anymore?
Big enough.
Oh, big enough.
Yes,
and
they
Kelly's
do.
Like, uh-huh.
Yes, they do.
It turns out they do.
Is that like a kink thing?
That's where you put Big Pussy from The Sopranos.
Oh.
I'm not at liberty to say.
Oh, dear.
A giant cat carrier.
And then Andy and I both chose Hello, Mary Lou, Prom Night 2.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
Oh, trash.
So dumb.
Trash.
I didn't so watch fun. It with you guys, but I watched it, you know, as a teenager. Yeah. And I certainly liked it a lot better than the first Prom Night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you haven't watched it?
As like, an adult, no.
Oh, Go Kelly. Back is a delight.
It's pretty special.
Yeah, no, I remember loving it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It's not a good movie by any means, but it's a fun-ass movie.
It is like, yeah, it's just a fun movie.
It's just fun-ass.
I love fun asses.
I like the supernatural element that they added.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you that I thought the first one was really boring.
Yeah.
And again, I think this wasn't even supposed to be a sequel. It's
right.
Like a name
it's like a
only.
Troll 2 thing.
Yeah.
But this actually worked out.
Yeah.
So Andy, last but certainly not least, some movies that you selected that weren't selected by anybody else. I can't believe you picked this. Maybe I can. Climax.
Okay. Yeah. No, okay. Here's the thing. Here's how I judge these movies. The movies that really made an impression on me.
Yeah.
Not because they were necessarily enjoyable, but movies that stick with you and just like I said, leave an impression on me. I have very weird sensibilities anyway.
You do.
Yeah. Not to be trying to be one of those people like, oh, this is art house. Like, oh.
It doesn't confuse me.
What was Climax?
Is Gaspar.
No.
Yeah.
Or Noé, however he pronounces it. But it's the dancers who are in, are they in Prague?
France.
Somewhere?
France. Paris, yeah.
And they rent this this building to rehearse in. Mm-hmm. And it's an all-night rehearsal. And they take hallucinogenic mushrooms.
Oh, good.
And the shit just hits the fan because all of their weird insecurities and delusions and everything just kind of come out.
So it's like Black Swan times 1,000.
Yeah. You haven't seen it?
No.
Really?
Never.
You might like it.
Maybe.
It's trippy.
I like trippy stuff.
And it's mean.
I like mean stuff.
And it's
it's gross.
It's gross.
It's sleazy.
Yeah, it's graphic.
It sounds like I might like it.
You might like it.
See, like,
it's sexy, but in a gross way.
Yeah, I probably don't need to ever see this movie again,
right?
But I will never forget it.
Okay,
that's, and that's like with all of Gaspar No or No Way's movies.
Yeah, No Way,
No Way,
Jose
Way.
Like, I've seen Irreversible, and that's fucked.
Oh, that's Gaspar No.
Yeah, that's really fucked up. And Enter the Void, and it's Climax is kind of like a marriage between those two movies. Just, yeah, let's put it that way.
You also chose, and I very nearly chose this as well, Train to Busan.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't choose that because I definitely wasn't on this show for that, but I do love that movie.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, I thought I was burned out on zombie movies.
Yeah.
But when it's so well made, yeah, that it makes you kind of fall in love with zombie genre again.
I still haven't watched Soul Station yet.
It's that thing where people...
It's good. It's not as good as the live action.
Yeah. Or like, not another found footage movie, not another blah, blah, blah. If it's good, shut up.
Not another teen movie.
Not another teen
movie. But it is like, you know, it's funny how that works. Like, the surefire thing used to be put zombies in it to attract an audience, but the hardcore horror fans started burn out on it. So really, like, sometimes it could be like a disadvantage to promote a movie as a zombie movie because of the fatigue. when some people might have just been like Andy was saying, I'm burnt out on zombie movies, and then you're missing out on this story where the zombies, it didn't matter there were zombies in the movie. It could have been anything.
Yeah.
It was just the story of...
Could have been bees.
It could have been bees.
I agree. Again, found footage, people are very much the same way. Like I've heard people in suggesting Willow Creek, and people are like, oh, I can't deal with found footage. Bro, it's a good fucking movie. Put your dumb shit aside.
It's just a medium. It's like saying I hate sculptures.
Yeah.
Because I saw some bad ones, or I'm burnt out on sculptures. I'm burnt out on paintings.
Can't handle it.
You think people who work in museums are like that?
Yeah. If I have to see another installation that involves fruit.
So many watercolors.
And did you...
And like it's the Train Busan, like it sticks with you because the characters are so likable.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You really cheer for them. And it hurts when...
Bad things happen. Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
Great zombies, too.
Yeah. And finally, did you know...
Did you?
That Andy knows what babies taste like.
Do you know where you're going to? What?
Snowpiercer.
Andy chose Snowpiercer, which was a lot of fun.
Also from the Train Month.
Yes.
Andy likes twangs.
Shania Twain.
You just like it because your boy's in it. You're sexy. Well,
it didn't hurt.
The Snowpiercers taste like Snowpiercers.
That's right. It was basically Willy Wonka.
Mm-hmm.
But this was like very nihilistic movie, but the same thing with like the Train to Busan. Like, as the characters are so well drawn out and you really care for them, that, you know, it really hurts when they meet their demise.
When you find out they know what babies taste like.
And it's also a warning for global warming, too.
Yep.
Yep.
It's very prescient.
And Andy's going to cover the porn parody of Train to Busan, which was Train on Susan.
Mm-hmm.
And an upcoming porner.
Susan.
Running a train on Susan.
Some people say Susan,
but her name is Susan.
Susan
Summers.
Sometimes I'm proud of you, and I'm pretty proud of that joke, to be married to the man that made that joke.
Aww, it's an excellent joke.
Thank you.
That was an A+.
But don't think that that's carte blanche to do any of your other chicanery.
Do I get one of these, though?
No.
Just one.
No! Okay.
Is that
Susan?
The blue ribbon of farts.
That was Susan.
Is that Susan after the train?
Mm-hmm.
So 2019 was a fantastic year with our patrons.
Yes.
We did our Discord event this year, which we had a super great time with a very small select group. I mean, it was the day after Christmas. I get it.
It was the day after Christmas.
And I feel like we also, that's all me, that I waited too long to promote it.
So what's our next date then?
We're back to our regular pattern of the last Thursday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I think there was also some confusion on what time zone we were doing.
Always Eastern, baby. We're Cincinnati. Yeah, it's Eastern.
Always 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So our next one will be January 31st.
Oh,
we can't do that.
Why?
Because that's the night before we leave.
And it's your birthday.
And it's my birthday.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I meant 30th.
Okay.
Did I say 31st? Yes. I meant 30th.
Thursday, January 30th, 2020.
You have 40 this year, Amy?
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was asking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's good. It's a good year.
I'm 40.
Oh, my God. Amy's 40.
I love 40.
Lordy, listen, Lordy. You little bitch.
Crazy.
You're 40 10 days before I am.
Nope.
So yep. Amy's going to pick what we watch that night, since her birthday's the next day.
But Andy's, and yours is the day before that.
Andy can help.
Remember, the January birthday onslaught is coming.
And Kelly will help because his birthday's coming too.
Yeah.
Why don't we all pick something together?
Well, it has to equal the might and heft of A Christmas Dream starring Mr. T and Emmanuel Lewis.
Yeah, that's what we watched.
And David Copperfield showed up.
You missed out, Kelly.
It sounds like it.
I know you had a date with Cole, right?
Yes, we did.
So Cole would have loved this. You should have brought him into it. Emmanuel Lewis and Mr. T. Kids love those two.
I know.
David Copperfield. He was doing tricks with a cigarette.
And this lady that looked like David Bowie.
Making ladies' clothes disappear on his island.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Spiriting them away.
Mr. T found Webster on the street.
But Freddie likes to find us these weird little things that make our lives somewhat better.
Yeah, my goal is I do like to do a little deep dig.
I want to watch an Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah, you find one, we'll do it.
Yeah, if it's my choice.
And I want to say,
your body, your choice.
Yeah.
Freddie drew the most veiny penis ever.
I did. We draw penises.
We do.
And balls and boobs. Sometimes we put on mustaches screen. On people.
We're so just proud. Watching. We're proud of everybody's bodies.
And we talk.
Positivity.
We kind of just chat over whatever goofiness is happening, and we just have a pleasant time.
It's really fun. If you have a tablet, I find is a really nice way to watch.
You got a tablet? If you don't have a tablet,
you can watch on your phone. You can watch on your phone. You can watch on your computer.
I usually do on my phone.
On your phone? Yeah.
I sit up in my bed.
Yeah. I mean, it's great if you can do the whole thing where you AirPlay or put it on your big TV.
Yeah.
If you want to.
All right, so January.
Put your earphones in, and you can talk to each other and listen to the sounds.
You speak and you answer.
But again, you have to be a patron to join us for our fun times.
Oh. Yeah.
Patreon.com/NOTLP.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah. we have fun.
Thanks for hanging with us another year, you guys.
Yeah. And we got a lot of compliments on Kelly's t-shirt design.
Oh, thank you.
The patrons have been getting them in the mail. We're sorry, Jeremy, we accidentally sent you the wrong size.
Yeah, Andy.
We're going to get the new one out
to you. Idiot, right? Who packed them up?
Yeah, who was in charge of sizing?
Who was that?
It's okay.
Yeah, it's the only mistake that we know of, but if somebody else got the wrong size or is missing anything, please let me know.
I'm sure that's not the only mistake I made, so I apologize.
Why do you feel that's not the only one?
Were you not doing your best that night for our patrons?
I deliberately sent the wrong sizes to people.
Yeah, I feel like we had a good system. I mean, that's not a bad, that's like a 5% rate of error, I think, if he's the only one.
Well, Jeremy, just eat more, okay? So you can fit into a 3X.
Yeah.
Just wear it to bed. Put it on Gamora.
Wear it as a t-shirt dress.
Yes.
I love it.
2019. Boys can wear t-shirt dresses. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jeremy, are you so caught up into gender roles?
It's called toxic masculinity. You might want to look it up. Okay.
So you need to look at the man in the mirror, Jeremy, and say, I should wear a t-shirt dress.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I support your decision.
Gonna make the change.
I want to see it.
Yes.
Jeremy has nice legs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
Show him off in that t-shirt dress.
Yeah.
So next month it's Podcaster's Choice.
Which snap.
It's always fun.
All of our birthdays are contained in the month of January. So that's what we do every year. We do it in birthday order.
So you'll get 5 movies or TV shows or whatever the hell we decide to do from the 5 of us, plus 1 lucky listener who is pulled from our mailing list. So if you want to sign up for that, go to NOTLP.com.
We pull you from the mailing list.
Yeah, so anyone can sign up there. You scroll down, you see Dracula. Mm-hmm. He's a vampire.
He's Dracula as well.
And you sign up right there by the Dracula stamp.
You get bit.
Remember when Bruce Springsteen pulled Courtney Cox up from the audience?
I remember that. She was so happy.
That's what we're going to do to you.
She's
to get you to select him.
He's wearing those jeans. Yeah.
It was so
little did she know those are the only jeans he owned.
That's it.
They had never been washed.
They will stay. Of all the people to pull out on stage, the girl that the camera was focused on the whole video,
so weird.
Then all of a sudden she gets chosen.
Mm-hmm.
It's fate.
Mm-hmm.
Remember her bangs in Scream 3?
Ooh.
So Kelly, you're going to be up first. Have you thought about your choice yet?
I kind of have throughout the year. I will kind of be like, oh, this might be my podcaster's choice. So I've not narrowed it down to one yet.
Okay.
But now that it's getting close,
yes,
I will. And we'll shoot it to you guys this week. But listeners, be excited because my choice is always good. And it's always a high quality film.
We'll be recording on your birthday too.
Oh shit,
bros.
43.
Yeah,
this could be the most Kelly episode ever.
It is.
Damn, son.
I don't have the Russian roulette. It happens a lot, though. I'll get the Russian roulette and it'll be podcast.
It happened last year.
But count on something excellent.
Okay.
I tell you what, I'm this close to making it half baked.
Uh-huh.
It is my favorite. It is my favorite stoner comedy.
I've never seen that actually.
It's so good.
I've seen it a million years.
It's just, I watched it pretty recently twice. So I,
in a row,
no, but like,
he forgot it the first time.
I've watched it like twice within the last year. Yeah. And, so I don't know if I need to put it on a third time.
Me, I'm debating between the Santa Claus or Cats.
Ooh,
good choices.
Can you do a double?
The Cat's Claws.
A DP.
Yeah.
Cat Claus.
Why are you the worst?
I'm way up in the air. In case you're a new listener and you haven't been around for one of these months, it's no holds barred.
It's whatever you want.
It doesn't have to be genre.
That's what I'm going to choose.
No holds barred.
That's a great pick. You don't want Suburban Commando? Or was he a nanny too in one of those?
Wasn't he? Yeah, he was like...
Is this Stallone?
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, he was in that. I remember the movie poster. He was in that tutu.
Yeah.
I really have to pee.
And then they Dwayne The Rock Johnson that. Remember, he was a babysitter in a tutu, and he was a former wrestler.
And we should probably wrap this up.
Amy has to Dwayne her Rock Johnson.
You got to Dwayne. Oh, Zawo! Oh,
Dwayne the Bat, I'm drowning!
That's the last Zawo of 2019. Holy shit, Freddie.
That's amazing.
She's the Dwayne the Rock Johnson. I love it.
In the interest of Amy not peeing her pants... RBLZebubs, Jimmy B.
Jimmy B, happy new year.
Cassie and Big Shirt, Jeremy Burmeister.
Happy birthday, Berms.
Bill Farner.
Happy birthday. Or not birthday, new year.
I don't know, which birthday,
happy
Bill?
Happy year also to the Berms.
Blake Heath.
Happy birthday, Blake.
Amanda James.
Happy birthday, girl.
Happy new year birthday.
Elise Combrink.
Hey, baby.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Jeff Lancaster.
Thanks for the drugs and the prostitutes the other day. I just thought that was the funniest thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
I ran into them in the parking lot at work. I was talking to them through the window. And then they were going to leave and there were people outside. And I was like, thanks for the drugs and the prostitutes.
It was real funny.
Until Kelly got
called into HR.
But I laughed my ass off to myself.
I did get fired over that.
Jeff Lancaster.
Yeah, Jeff. Happy New Year.
Thanks for the drugs.
Tree and Alex McNulty.
Thanks for the prostitutes.
Happy New Year.
And the Funky Bunch. Ernie Perez.
Oh, Happy New Year.
Happy birthday.
Mark Watts.
Mark Watts.
Brennan Whitehead and Emily in Trivia.
Emily is my almost birthday twin.
Iona Goodwin.
Happy almost birthday.
Iona Goodwin too. Every time.
It's still funny.
Iona, happy new year.
And Adam Ingram.
Adam, happy new year, y'all.
Thank you so much, guys. Again, we just had to replace the computer, so your contributions make a world of difference. If you'd like to help support the show and keep us going, it's patreon.com/NOTLP.
I need a straight jacket for him for the show so he can't reach his phone.
Just put mittens on me.
I just did an escape room that had a straight jacket in it.
So we're going to put it on. We're going to get one with the patrons' donations. You guys understand, right?
Of course.
So he can't touch things.
Every show should have a straitjacket.
This is a kind of bullying.
Cyberbullying.
Yeah,
in case you're wondering.
Happy New Year. Be best.
Be best.
Bye.
Bye.
Happy birthday.
Frankenstein was wondering if he should go to bed. With